Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend David Dossie back on the show. David is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 13 years. He's been hanging out with us. He's an intellectual property attorney. We used to call them patent attorneys. Now there's just so much more for them to do. And he's the partner with Gallagher and Dossie out of Cleveland, Ohio, but he works with people all over the world, including us. He's my intellectual property attorney and a darn good one, too. He's our good friend, David. Welcome back.
Jim, thanks for having me. It's always an honor.
Good to have you back. So, was it yesterday that was World Intellectual Property Day?
Yes.
Okay, so that, which is kind of interesting, since half the world steals intellectual property, well, and the other half makes it. What do you think? Is that too much of a, is that an overstatement?
That, I'd say that's an overstatement. There are some countries more notorious for it than others, but it's funny you mention that, because I will get this right off, that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce puts together a great international IP index that you can find online, and I'll tell you, I'm going to give you, your listeners, some other reading material that is much easier to read, but the Chamber does a great job of analyzing the IP strengths of countries around the world. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about, because yesterday was World IP Day, is obviously everyone knows the importance of IP and the significance it has on our economy and
right.
jobs and everything else.
Not internet protocol, folks. Intellectual property. Go ahead, Dan.
That's right. That's right. But we also, in recognition of World IP Day, we need to address the bad with the good. And one of the things that's come out of this IP index is everyone is quickly catching up with the United States in
mm-hmm.
terms of intellectual property rights. And probably the most dramatic thing that I read from this is when you place the focus just on patents, the U.S. is in a tie for 10th place with Hungary.
Wow.
So we are not a leader in the world in terms of the patent system.
Hmm. Hungary, wow!
Right.
Why do you think that is? Is that because of our? Is that because of our the marketplace, or because of our system to get patents?
Well, it's our system, and there is a.
You think the system is impeding patent creation?
Yes, there's.
Wow.
So over the decades, the U.S. patent system ebbs and flows with court decisions and with legislation where it'll be a very strong patent system, then all of a sudden it'll become so weak that it's about to collapse and no
yeah.
patents are valid. And then, so it ebbs and flows, and right now we are definitely on a downward swing.
When is this downward swing? Would you blame it on the presidential administrations, or what do you think?
Well, I'd say in the last 10 years, it's been gradually going down,
mm-hmm.
and it was a couple of Supreme Court cases that
I remember.
They really went out on a limb and didn't really follow what the courts before them had done.
They didn't protect the patent holder, did they?
Right, and then there was a big change in the law in the 2012-2013 called the American Invents Act. And that has set up a system that has really brought into question the validity of all patents. That if a patent gets
right
into that, in other words, it's a post-grant review type of system that after it's issued and someone files the required paperwork to have that patent before a patent trial and appeal board, there's a very low likelihood that they're going to walk away and still have a patent at the end of the process.
So why bother?
Yes,
that's what people. That was a law that went through Congress,
right?
Wow, I remember something about that. I'd forgotten that it was that bad, though, that it was that onerous, that hard. So,
well, of course, no one ever predicted that was going to be the outcome. It was obviously legislation that was meant to advance the patent system.
But it didn't do it.
Now, years in hindsight, mm-hmm. we're seeing the effect that it has had.
Wait a minute, David. Are you saying that our government actually hurt somebody that intended to help? When does that ever happen, David? I can't believe you're making that accusation.
It's unheard of, I know.
Do you know anybody who's better at sarcasm than me? It's so much fun, my sarcasm. So, folks, this is an example. I mean, this is what happens in the dark of night in Washington, D.C. And so the question is not whether people are being less inventive, but are they keeping it more as a trade secret than it is a patent? That's the question I'm going to ask David after this break, and we're going to deal some more with intellectual property with one of the experts. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.